You ever notice how a lot of grown men basically disappear? Not physically, I mean socially. You hit your 30s or 40s and suddenly your entire life becomes go to work, go home, pay bills, maybe scroll on your phone for 3 hours pretending that counts as social interaction, and repeat until your knees creak every time you stand up. And the weird part is, nobody talks about it. We talk about stress, we talk about money, we talk about politics nonstop because apparently that's healthy. But we almost never talk about how isolated people have become, especially men. And honestly, I think motorcycle culture accidentally became one of the last real communities left. Not perfect communities, definitely not always sane communities, but real ones. And the more I think about it, the more I believe we desperately need places where people can simply exist together without everything becoming transactional, political, corporate, or trapped inside a phone app designed by a 24-year-old tech bro who thinks human friendship is user engagement. Today I want to talk about something bigger than motorcycles. I want to talk about the clubhouse modern life forgot. Because this channel was actually supposed to become one of those spaces where real connection happens. And honestly, it hasn't happened the way I hoped. Welcome along for another hangout, everyone. In our hangouts, we discuss stories from the saddle, motorcycling experiences, and biker-related topics.
Let's get to it.
If you're new here, welcome. Around here, we don't just ride, we go a little deeper. One of the reasons I started this channel was because I genuinely believed motorcycles could bring people together. And they do, sort of. People comment, people share stories, people relate to experiences. I appreciate that more than you know. But after more than 3 years, I realized something interesting. Most of the interaction is still directed at me. Hey man, great video. I had the same experience. Here's what happened to me. And that's normal. That's how the platform works. But it's not real community. Community is when people start talking to each other, helping each other, building relationships independent of the creator. That part almost never happens. And the more I thought about it, the more I realized maybe that's because online platforms are actually terrible at creating human connection. They simulate connection. Huge difference. Social media gives us the feeling of being around people without many of the actual benefits of being around people. You can consume endless content about friendship while sitting alone in your house, eating cold pizza at midnight, wearing sweatpants that gave up on life 3 years ago. Modern technology is incredible. But emotionally, mentally, I think we're running one of the biggest social experiments in human history and pretending everything is fine because we have memes and food delivery apps. I'm not saying these online spaces can't lead to real, lasting connections. More and more, talking to newlywed couples, when I ask, "How did you guys meet?" I'm not surprised when the answer is online. I recently reached out to another content creator, The Grateful Glide, and we're working on a video collaboration, and he lives on the other side of the country. The concept is, fear doesn't leave, you just learn to ride with it. We'll see how it goes, and you should be able to see that video in the near future. I'll put a link to his channel in the description. We've had some great interactions in our collaboration, even sharing our journeys on the platform. Connection can happen in virtual spaces, but it's not the same as person-to-person interaction. I think a lot of men are struggling right now in ways they don't fully understand. Not necessarily catastrophic struggling, just drifting, disconnected. A lot of guys wake up, go to work, come home exhausted, maybe spend time with family, and then repeat. And if they're lucky, maybe they see friends once every few months. That's not how human beings are supposed to live. Historically, we had gathering places. Garages, union halls, corner bars, social clubs, fraternal organizations, workshops, church groups, local diners, bowling leagues. Places where people regularly cross paths without needing a scheduled calendar invite and a six-week emotional negotiation process. Now, most public spaces are either expensive, temporary, hyper-commercialized, or designed to move you through as quickly as possible. Even coffee shops feel like laptop storage facilities now. Nobody talks anymore. Everybody stares at screens or pretending they're busy because apparently accidental eye contact is now considered an act of aggression. And look, this affects women too. Absolutely. But men especially tend to build relationships side by side rather than face to face. Doing things together, working on something, writing together, watching a game, playing pool, fixing bikes. A lot of men will open up emotionally only after 2 hours of pretending they're not going to open up emotionally. Friendship is difficult and complicated for men. For every guy who can honestly say he has a real close friend, there are probably a whole lot more who deep down know they really don't. They might have coworkers, people they joke around with online, guys they occasionally ride with, maybe even hundreds of social media friends, but very few people they could call at 2 a.m. if life completely fell apart. And I don't think that's because men are broken or uniquely bad at friendship. I think modern life quietly pushes men into a contradiction. Because a lot of what society expects from men is strength, competence, control, self-reliance. Meanwhile, real friendship usually requires the exact opposite at some point. Honesty, vulnerability, admitting fear, admitting failure, admitting you don't actually have everything figured out, despite confidently explaining engine performance to strangers on the internet. And this is where motorcycles become interesting. Because most men are not going to sit down across from another grown man and say, "Hey man, I'm emotionally overwhelmed and struggling with isolation." That conversation usually starts with, "Dang, this thing makes a weird noise around 3,000 RPM. Then 2 hours later, you're talking about divorce, job stress, aging parents, health problems, or how fast life seems to be moving now. That's just reality. And when those environments disappear that foster the creation of brotherhood, isolation creeps in fast. Real connection has to have a place to germinate and grow. This is one reason motorcycle culture matters more than people realize, because bikes naturally create interaction. Personally, I would rather have this conversation out on the road, at the top of a mountain pass, looking over a valley, a one-on-one conversation, because that's how real bonds start. The irony isn't lost on me. I'm a guy sitting in a darkly lit room, sitting in front of a TV screen showing riding footage from real road adventures. I'm talking at a wall, into a camera, about real human connection. Despite the irony of the medium, I know that you're out there with an interest or passion similar to mine. Bikes spark connection. You stop for gas and suddenly you're talking to a stranger for 20 minutes about road trips and old Harleys. You pull up to a bike night and people from completely different backgrounds start connecting immediately. Doctors, construction workers, veterans, office guys, mechanics, retired people. Motorcycles flatten status in a weird way. Nobody cares what your LinkedIn profile says when you're standing in a parking lot arguing about carburetors and bad suspension setups. And that matters, because modern life isolates people into categories. motorcycle culture temporarily breaks those categories down. Not perfectly. Motorcycle culture has its own nonsense. Every scene has gatekeepers. There's always some guy explaining how your motorcycle isn't real because apparently he was appointed by the International Council of Midlife Crisis Transportation. But underneath all that, there's still something real there. A shared identity. Shared struggle. Shared passion. That's powerful. That's the spark. That spark needs a place. There's actually a term for this. A sociologist named Ray Oldenburg called them third places. The first place is home, the second place is work, and the third place is where community happens. Natural spaces where people gather regularly without pressure or obligation. And honestly, once you hear the concept, you start realizing how many of these places disappeared. We replaced them with isolated suburban living, endless commuting, online interaction, and giant corporate environments designed for efficiency instead of humanity. We built a society optimized for productivity and convenience, and then acted surprised when people became lonely. Turns out humans aren't robots. Who knew? And again, motorcycle spaces still accidentally preserve some of this. But I think we need more intentional versions of it, which brings me to my dream. I thought about this for years. Who knows? Maybe this content creator thing will eventually work out. And if I ever had the resources, this is genuinely what I would build. Not just a motorcycle dealership, not just a bar, not just a mechanic shop. A true community-centered third space built around motorcycle culture. Imagine this. A central lounge area, a common space, comfortable chairs, tables, TVs playing races or games, music in the background, pool tables, darts, shuffleboard, maybe axe throwing, because apparently every meaningful interaction now requires medieval weaponry. And connected to that central space are several smaller businesses. A used motorcycle dealership, maybe with 15 bikes at a time. Not giant corporate inventory. Curated. Interesting. Attainable. And then a real mechanic shop. Not hidden in the back behind a service counter designed like a prison visitation booth. An actual interactive garage environment. Where people can ask questions, learn things, hang out, talk bikes. Then a microbrewery. Because if you're going to solve modern loneliness, there should probably be a decent beer involved. Then a kitchen, serving simple food. Bar pizza, wings, fries, stuff people actually want while hanging around talking motorcycles for 3 hours. And maybe eventually a barbershop, tattoo parlor. Gear shop, makerspace, independent businesses connected through one shared social hub. Not fake community branding, actual community. A place where people become regulars. And honestly, I don't think that the motorcycles are the most important part. The motorcycles are just the excuse to gather. That's the magic. Because loneliness is becoming normal. And I don't think that that should be. People need spaces where they're known, where somebody notices if they haven't shown up in a while, where conversations happen naturally, where younger riders can learn from older riders, where older riders still feel useful and connected. That kind of environment can literally change lives. And before somebody says, why don't people just join clubs? A lot of traditional organizations collapsed because modern life fragmented everything. Work schedules, commutes, economic pressure, online entertainment. And honestly, some organizations became so rigid or political, people stopped wanting to participate. What people miss is simple belonging. Not curated online identities, not performative nonsense, not constant ideological warfare, just Hey man, pull up a chair. That's it. That's the thing we're missing. Now, here's the real part. Building places like this is hard. Really hard. Commercial property costs are insane. Insurance is insane. Licensing, insane. And modern culture sometimes fights against exactly the kind of spontaneous community we claim to want. People are tired, distrustful, buried in work, financially stressed. And online interaction tricks us into thinking we're socially fulfilled when many people are actually starving for real connection. You can have 1,000 followers and still eat dinner alone every night. That's not community. That's audience. Big difference. And honestly, I think a lot of creators quietly struggle with that. You can receive engagement all day long and still feel socially disconnected because digital interaction doesn't fully replace physical presence. Humans need rooms, voices, energy, shared experiences. We need places. But despite all that, I'm actually hopeful because every time I ride somewhere interesting, every time people gather around bikes, every time strangers start talking in a parking lot, I'm reminded the desire for community is still there. People want this. They're hungry for it. And maybe the future isn't giant social movements. Maybe it's smaller local spaces. Maybe rebuilding community starts with simple things. A garage, a coffee shop, a bike night, a shared table, a place where people actually want to return. Honestly, I think motorcycles are uniquely positioned to help build some of that. Not because motorcycles solve everything, they definitely don't, but because motorcycles still create moments where strangers become people again. And in modern life, that's becoming rare. When I become the next Mark Rober or Mr. Beast or you have some resources, I'm looking for partners. So maybe someday this dream place exists. Maybe it doesn't. But I think the need for it is absolutely real. I don't think I'm the only person feeling it. So here's the question. If you could create the perfect motorcycle third space in your town, what would it include? And more importantly, what kind of place would actually make people want to come back? A lot of people are asking, what's happening to motorcycle culture right now? You look around, you see motorcycle sales are dropping, dealerships are closing, and riders are aging. Is the culture dying? Is the golden age over? Some of what's happening right now might genuinely surprise you. The culture is transforming. Coming up, we'll talk about what's happening. If you would like to know what's going on, stick around and hang out a while longer by clicking this video. If you'd rather get out there on the road, this video is for you. The future of motorcycle culture isn't just the bikes we ride. Maybe it's the places and people we build around them. See you out on the road.